You are listening to Proof Text, a Glossa House podcast exploring scripture and all things related to it. New episodes are released daily. For more information, check out glossahouse.com and subscribe to our channels on Spotify and YouTube. Welcome and enjoy.
Shalom. Welcome to this week's SLA Insight. My name is Dr. Jennifer Noonan, and I'd like to start this week with a new topic. We're going to start looking at language output and using it as a tool for teaching. So we're going to talk about what it is, how to do it, some questions about challenges for ancient languages, especially a rationale for why we might want to use it. So for today, I want to start with just some basics, introduction to what output is, an overview of how it works, the output hypothesis, the role of output and acquisition, just big picture items. And in the upcoming episodes, then I'm going to do a deep dive into these various topics and help us understand a little better what output is, how it works, and how it can be used as a tool for language acquisition. So to start out with, definition, very simply, language output is language that learners produce for the purpose of communication. And this comes from Bill Van Patten and Alessandro Bonatti in their key terms for second language acquisition. So again, that definition, language that learners produce for the purpose of communication. So we're talking now about the productive skills of speaking and writing. Input covers listening and reading. So now we're moving to the other two language skills, speaking and writing. The other thing I want to draw your attention to in this definition is that it's what they produce for the purpose of communication. So yet again, we're keeping meaning in focus. This is not a matter of reciting a paradigm or spouting out even a memorized dialogue is really pushing the limits of what we're talking about here in terms of output, real language output that's being used for communication. So in upcoming episodes, then, I'm going to talk about, for example, the processes, the mental processes that are involved in output, things like access, monitoring, production. And again, I'll unpack those in upcoming episodes. We'll then talk about the output hypothesis produced by Merrill Swain. We've had the input hypothesis from Creation, and now we're going to look at the output hypothesis from Swain. And then we're going to go into a look at the roles of output and acquisition, how it functions, and answer some of those questions related to why we would want to include output in the teaching of ancient languages when no one is going to ask your students in the real world to produce Hebrew, Greek, Latin, because nobody speaks it as a living language anymore. And then we'll finally turn to the role of feedback in language acquisition, because feedback, in other words, corrective feedback, helping students correct their output, is a very important piece of output and language acquisition and a very teachable moment, a great place for inserting further teaching and instruction in language acquisition. And along the way, include some practical examples of how you do output, what it looks like in the classroom, and some specific examples of output activities that will help your students learn your language and acquire it in a meaningful way. So, by summary, output is language that learners produce for the purpose of communication. The next episode, I'm going to be looking at the mental processes that are involved in producing output, and we'll look at how that works from a mental cognitive perspective and the implications of that for teaching language acquisition. I hope you can join me, and in the meantime, have a great week.
Interested in growing your ancient language skills but not sure where to start? Glossa House can help. From illustrated readers and short stories to lexicons and grammars, Glossa House offers a variety of resources for beginning, intermediate, and experienced ancient language learners. Head to glossahouse.com today. Glossa House, language resources for the global community.